Today's episode, Lucy Pearson, the Hubcap Queen. Motorists making their way north from Southern California along El Camino Sierra crack a smile of alleviation as they see the convivial 18-foot-tall uniroyal girl of Pearsonville acting as a lighthouse guiding the traveler through the gateway into Eastern California. The champagne-haired, red-skirted effigy of fiberglass allurement has been denominating the location of what at one time was the largest collection of hubcaps in the world for the last several decades. In 1960, Andy and Lucy Pearson moved into a drafty two-room shack located on 40 acres they had just purchased on the Inyo-Kern County line. Their dream was to build a roadside business for the Eastern Sierra traveler, offering homestyle cooking, gasoline, a kiddie playground, towing, an auto repair, and a huge water tank. By the mid-1970s, the Pearsons had turned their operation into a full-fledged town with one of the largest wrecking yards in the region. The family built the Pearsonville Raceway on a portion of their desert land, which featured fast cars for a number of years from all over the state. The U.S. Postal Service even gave Pearsonville its own zip code. According to the Pearsons' daughter Janice, Lucy started collecting hubcaps to keep herself busy. As Lucy's hobby began to turn into a compulsion, with a number of hubcaps numbering over 200,000, Andy confided to his daughter, "The old lady's lost her mind." Lucy became known far and wide as the Hubcap Queen and was featured on several TV shows, including To Tell the Truth. The Pearsons eventually retired, and their grandchildren ran the business for a few more years. But with newer cars less prone to breakdowns and not needing fuel as often as the gas-guzzling behemoths of the 60s and 70s, the operation was closed down, with the salvage yard being relocated to Ridgecrest, and most of Lucy's beloved hubcaps turned into scrap metal. Some folks may make light of Lucy and her passion for collecting hubcaps, but there's not many of us that have a world's record of anything, or a town named after us for that matter. Eastern Sierra history has certainly provided us with many colorful characters here in bygone days of travel along El Camino Sierra.